Well, good Thursday morning, beloved. It is just wonderful to be able to share just a few moments together with the people I love, the people God has put my wife and I and my family together with, so together we can grow in the Lord. What a wonderful time to share our lives together. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 2, chapter 4, verses 2 through 6. And today's reading describes a time when Jerusalem will be restored and be a place of safety. And again, God's saving words for us this week are justice and peace. So let's go ahead and read this short little passage of scripture together, shall we? We'll begin reading Isaiah chapter 4, beginning at verse 2. The time is coming when the Lord will make every plant and tree in the land grow large and beautiful. All the people of Israel who survive will take delight and pride in the crops that the land produces. Everyone who is left in Jerusalem whom God has chosen for survival will be called holy. By His power the Lord will judge and purify the nation and wash away the guilt of Jerusalem and the blood that has been shed there. Then over Mount Zion and over all who are gathered there, the Lord will send a cloud in the daytime and smoke and a bright flame at night. God's glory will cover and protect the whole city. His glory will shade the city from the heat of the day and make it a place of safety, sheltered from the rain and storm. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 4, verse 2. Where the prophet writes, the time is coming when the Lord will make every plant and tree in the land grow large and beautiful. You know, as we have learned before, Israel was in exile. They had sinned grievously. They had not kept the sabbatical year. They were supposed to let the land lie fallow every 7 years, and they hadn't. And so they owed God 70 years. And if you think about it, if God would have kept them in the land for 70 years, not allowing them to till the land at all during those 70 years, why, they would have starved to death within just months. And so it was God's mercy that took them into exile, where they would be in other lands where they could farm and they could raise their cattle and they could eat and they could survive during those 70 years. It was God's mercy that took them into exile. But then God said, you're not going to be in exile forever. I'm going to bring you back. The debt will be paid. The books will be square. Everything will be all right. And I'm going to bring you back. And he says, and it's going to be so great. Well, that hasn't happened yet. Israel, of course, is back in the land. Happened around 300-400 A.D. or B.C. And we see when the Gospels begin, you know, with the birth of Jesus, that Israel is back in the land, but they're not in control. No, this passage of Scripture has not yet been fulfilled. This is one of those passages that will be filled sometime in the future, when Jesus Christ comes back and he reigns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords over all the earth. Let's pray. God of restoration and hope, by your power, you wash away my guilt and sin when I turn to you with a repentant heart. I thank and praise you for your constant love and salvation. Amen. What a precious little time God has given us together this morning. What a wonderful, wonderful message. All right, that's about it for today, beloved. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow when we will be over in Isaiah chapter 5, the Song of the Vineyard. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.